This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday denounced Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to Russia.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine. And instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
It was the first trip abroad for Xi since he obtained an unprecedented third term last month. The Chinese president has been trying to portray Beijing as a potential peacemaker in Ukraine, even as he deepens economic ties with his closest ally. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday the supply of ammunition from the European Union to Ukraine increased his confidence in the course of the conflict. Several European countries agreed in Brussels on Monday to jointly buy 1 million rounds of artillery shells for Ukraine. Both sides fire thousands of rounds per day.
Це стратегічний крок.
He said that is the supply of ammunition by the EU, a strategic move, increasing confidence in our unity and unwavering course to the victory over the aggressor state, Zelensky said in his nightly address. An American aid worker and a French journalist kidnapped and held by Islamist extremists were freed on Monday, 4 days after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid a visit to West Africa. U.S. officials said no ransom had been paid for aid worker Jeffrey Woodkey, who was held for more than 6 years. This is VOA News. A new report from a U.N. science panel warns humanity is fast approaching the deadline for preventing the worst damage to the planet from climate change. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a warning.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
Guterres is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration, and wealthy countries should stop using coal, oil, and gas by 2040. The science panel's report says to stay under the 1.5 degree warming target, the world needs to cut 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in the next 12 years. Co-author Christopher Tresos.
Actions in this decade are critical for securing a sustainable future for all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
French President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence motion in the National Assembly Monday after bypassing the lower house last week to push through an unpopular overhaul to the pension system, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The outcome was a relief to Macron. A successful no-confidence vote would have sunk his government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. But the relief could be short-lived. For one thing, the vote was closer than expected. Some 278 MPs voted in favor of the tripartisan no-confidence motion, just 9 short of the 287 needed for it to succeed. In addition, unions and protesters have vowed to carry on with the strikes and protests against the pension reform.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The decision whether to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump over hush money payments made on his behalf during the 2016 campaign lies in the hands of a New York grand jury, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trump denies any wrongdoing and has slammed the Manhattan District Attorney's Office probe as politically motivated. The grand jury has been probing Trump's involvement in a $130,000 shell company payment made to porn actor Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump years earlier. Trump posted over the weekend that he expects to be taken into custody on Tuesday, but there's been no public announcement about the grand jury's secret work. I'm Norman Hall.
An indictment of Trump, who is seeking the White House again in 2024, would be an unprecedented moment in American history, the first criminal case against a former U.S. president. Law enforcement officials are bracing for a protest and the possibility of violence. Follow us at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.